shoulders. But otherwise, there's a serious chance we may lose it, Sub. Okay. So,
can the rabbi speak a bit closer to the microphone? It's a little bit...
Is this close enough?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so... We're in page Tavkut Pei Vov.
Tavkut Pei Vov.
The modern Brachas of Vavim and Pei says... Arogel Omer Ababin Bar Abba Omer Ab...
I think the rabbi got muted.
Okay, now you hear me.
Sorry,
now?
Rabbi.
Yeah. Yeah, good. No, it's good. It's good. I got the message. Yeah. But so, if you want, you can mute me because he'll tell me that I'm muted, and then I'll mute myself. Yeah. And anyway, Rabbi Bar Abba, I think it's a mute. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kol Rogel Avol Beis Knesset Leibol Yom Echad Kosh Bochum Mashul Bo Yishenema." What a timely statement. A person who used to come to Beis HaKnesses and he didn't come even one day, Hashem asks, where are you? If he went for Dvar Mitzvah, Hashem will wait for him. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. Says the Gemara, my timer, the havile liftach b'shem Hashem v'lo yibotach. In other words, he didn't come to shul because of a dvar reshus, and even so, and the timer that seems to be saying on this person is b'shem v'tochen Hashem. Rash explains, mashulo is Gemara and Brochis. Hashem asks, why does this person not show up? Hashem is saying, what happened to this person? He's going to this dark place, which is preventing him from coming to me. Coming to the Beis HaKnesses is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harogel lovel the Beis HaKnesses bikvi is kovel la'atzim modu. A person who comes to the Beis HaKnesses boy from Kavua, he creates a special type of Hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch upon himself. As we know, every act we do has a certain effect in Hashem's Hashkocha on us. That's it. We saw in this week's parsha in the Ramban. Ramban says that the nitzvim nistarim that happen are the natural order of events for Klal Yisrael. Everything is lamala min ha-teva. Because of teva, a tefillah should not change anything. And by us it changes. Because that's our mahalach. The hashkocha we have, even though gate to physical things, is guided by the way we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Machshus, to come to Pisri, that's the way we described the Beis HaKnesses, that creates a special Hashkoch. Yeah. So he's saying that a person who's welcome to Ghost Beis Knesses is very good to special Hashkocha. In other words, the fact that he missed that one time Oh, but he had some good excuse, some weather, let's say, some big business deal that he was afraid to lose out. He decided not to come to shul that day. But that itself shows the lack of bitachon Hashem. Because if a person has bitachon Hashem, means he puts his priorities in the right place and he realizes that his keshut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most important thing. That will bring him that tzlocha and everything he's doing. So he wouldn't be mevata that for anything. Now, imagine a person with a business, and his business is guided by the king. And whenever the king's happy with any deal he's about to do, he's going to make sure the other side is going to accept it. And one day he always in the CIs with the king how to progress for that day. And one day he had a little pressure from the other party, decides he's going to forego his meeting with the king. So the person's a fool, because if he meets with the king's going to take care of it. The king's more powerful than anybody else. That's the way things work by this person. He meets with the king in the morning, and the king takes care of everything for him. So why is he nervous about the other guys putting pressure on him, so he shouldn't, in a fashion that he thinks, oh, well, today I don't have time to talk to the king, because I have to deal with this person. The same thing with us. The most powerful kli that we have, at least one of the most powerful ones, is tefillah. And we've machshed the tefillah by going to Hashem's place, my place, Pisri, then that creates a special Hashgacha. We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't appreciate so much, we're not zeichah to that level. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. Now, it's important for us to know, like I said before, nowadays, so we have three types of people. People are going to shul. People not going to shul because they have a medical reason not to go, and people not going to shul because they're used to not going to shul. So, kamavan, the last group is needs to do tshuva for sure. And the ones that are staying home for medical reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now brought us this vaccine, which the same doctors that are telling us, some of us to stay home, those same doctors are telling us that this vaccine is good enough. So the person says, when it comes to the doctor that says I should stay home, I trust him. You know, the people say I don't have to stay home. When it comes to the vaccine, I don't trust him. Then he's basically saying, I don't trust anybody. I'm a nervous person, and I'm afraid in every direction. That's a real lack of bitocha. Once again, if a person has a mahalach, he's going with his doctor, the doctors, the mainstream thought of medical thought. He's entitled to do that, especially since that's the way we do things. Our malach and psak aloch is where we go with mainstream medical things. But to be overcautious and on the expense, the frat, on the expense of Tzom Shebikdusha, that's something that needs a chizik. And the Rabbah, yes, and the Chanami, there are certain concerns, but like we're saying, there are always concerns about everything in life. But if I realize the power of Mekorech HaTzvila and Beis HaKnesses, which the Chazal tell us is such a powerful thing, that's definitely more powerful than any other concern that I can have in a situation that, once again, it's not considered a mainstream medical danger. Yeah, so, okay, we're talking about this person once again. A person who goes to the Kriyas of Beis HaKnesses, in other words, he has a special relation with Hashem, so when he doesn't keep it going, then Hashem takes interest. If he wanted Dvar Mitzvah and Chanami, according to Hashem's rules, that's supposed to push off. There's Pidyon Shvuyim, Pikuach Nefesh, whatever. Should be looking to Yehudah Siyavdeh Shemaya. Hashem will watch over him over there. In other words, he's saying an interesting thing over here. He's saying the fact that a person goes to Beis HaKnesses and he's living his daily relation with Hashem in this very real fashion, it's the thing that's pushing him to go to the shul. And one day he doesn't come to shul because of the Dvar Mitzvah. So that same deeper relationship that he develops with Hashem by coming to shul is now coming out in another way. Hashem says, oh, you're not in shul, where are you? Oh, you're somewhere else and you're doing the right thing. Adarabba, I'll give you a special siyata shmaya. That's an extension of this deeper relationship that he developed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he didn't have to be tochen to realize that the best thing he could do was to go to shul for all his shtadlus, and he went for dvar shus because he was afraid to lose an opportunity. Hey, no, then Elchanan Hashem says you're not going to have siyata shemaya because you should have had a bitochen Hashem. So once again, this is the most important, the important yesod of bitochen is to live with that reality that going with Hashem and being b'tech Hashem is not just a nice mitzvah that you get schar for. It changes the relationship between you and Hashem. The more real your bitochen is, the stronger the hashgacha and the shmiro that you will be. So he says, we learn from Yalach Lamaisim. A person who is rogil ahergil hakaveya b'mitzvah achas, in fact, hakavua b'mitzvah achas, if a person is used to doing a certain mitzvah, that puts him into a issue of taking into account his bitochen. Shelivatel is a mitzvah b'shelayif is davar shebeshus. Kaim is a mitzvah v'achakach yelid davar shebeshus. The fact that we're doing mitzvah on a regular basis, that is a test of our bitochen. For what will I give it up? That basically, the things that cause us to give up the mitzvah shows how much we're valuing the mitzvah. It's the same idea with Kfiyas Itim L'Torah, by the way, it says also. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person is mechuyev to keep zmanim kvuyim for limud HaTorah. And he shouldn't give it up, even if he could be maviyach harve. So it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Why does he have to give up the potential possibility of being maviyach harve? The same idea. A person has to be koveya benafshay, limud HaTorah b'kfiyas. Is such a central part of his day, you can't give it up. It's more valuable than the biggest business deal you can get through. The Yetzer Hara tells you, yeah, if you're going to do this business deal, do this mitzvah, you do the other business deal, do the other business. You have people going their whole lives making business deals, so they'll eventually get stuck. Oh, the bench should be machzik toyer. And they never really do it the way they should. Because if it's not the other way around, that he'd be willing to give up his business deal for Torah, that he's showing that Torah is the most important thing. Then when he'll have a Siyat Shemai for the money to come, he'll use it properly. But if he's always giving up his Torah for his business for the sake of being Machshav Torah, he's contradicting himself. He's showing he's not Machshav Torah. So how do you expect him afterwards? He has to be Machshav Torah. That's one of the ways of overcoming the Yetzer Hara. Taking account of what value am I giving to everything I'm doing in my life? And by doing so, he could sometimes make himself aware that he has mistakes and his hanhogas are not really fitting to what he thinks he is. The starting point, like we saw last time also, the building of the tochen is with the ma'aseh mitzvahs. That's what he mentioned in Barichas last time. Ma'aseh meruvim, that's a sign of b'teach b'Hashem. And now we're getting another level of understanding what that means. That the fact that I make my maisim kavua more than anything else, that is a result of the clarity of my bitochen, and also builds my bitochen. Because every time I go to tefillah and I think to myself, why am I going to tefillah? I could do so many other things. Why am I making sure I come to time? I can sleep more. Why am I not being mevater on the tefillah v'tzibur beis haknesses? I can stop in the street somewhere. No, because it's choshev to me. So that's when I'm doing an act that is driving that reality of bitochen into myself and showing to myself that it is of primary importance. The mail that brings a special hashgacha and the Yad HaShemayim and everything else, because the more it's real, the hashgacha is also real. That's the maskiach. And efshel l'chayv odom l'snag v'bitochen, avi she'en ma'jeg hazu. We can't ask a person to be about bitochen higher than his madrega, because bitochen is something that is honest and emes. If I make believe I'm about bitochen, you know, it's like the person who comes to Shabbos, he spends $1,000 on the fanciest food. because he suddenly became about bitochen to have food on Shabbos. That's a fake bitochen. The whole week he's not living in that level of bitochen, and then he's nervous the whole week about how he's going to pay back the chovis, and it causes to do all kind of things that are not proper. So it doesn't have to do with bitochen. It has to do with the fact that he wants once a week to eat a lavish meal. But bitochen has that peace of mind and clarity of I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. So he says that we see that when Christ went to a war, so the Kohen Mashiach Mechomer would tell them, Hashem Elokeichem Hoilechem Ochem Lilochem Lachem Yem Oyveichem Lo Yishia Eschem. Hashem is with you to bring you salvation against the enemies. And then again the Shoichim would say, Mi Yishia Yorei V'Lorach Leiva V'Yelech Yosh L'Veisev Lo Yimetz L'Vov V'Kechov L'Vav Echov K'Lavovoy. If a person after everything is said and done is still afraid, he should go home. Shouldn't get everybody nervous and take away their bitochen. Says the Ramban, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kohen already told them, Hashem is with you to bring you Yeshua. What are you nervous about? Ella, what? You're not on that level of bitochen in Hashem to really believe what this Kohen is saying, that Hashem will bring you salvation. So he says that we're talking about that type of person. He's afraid to be against the sword. And that fear, tremendous thing. Even a person whose natural tendency is to be afraid of, which everybody has to a certain degree, that fear of fighting with a sword against another soldier, that's a frightening thing. But Lamaisa, Bitochen is Mechayvim. To not be afraid, to really trust what the Kohen Gadol said. And we see this time and again. The more a person has emunah and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Siyat HaShemayah has, and the more it works. It's even like that with tzaddikim. You have sometimes simple people, every question in their lives, they go to HaShem Gadol, and ask for the Eitzah and their decisions, and they see Siyat HaShemayah. I heard from one Adam Godel, he said that. He said, it's Lab Davke, the schus of the Adam Godel. It's the schus of the Adam as Tomim Bibitchoinu, that he says, I'm going to a tzaddik and I fully trust there'll be Siyat HaShemayah what the tzaddik says. The schus is not necessary, or not only the schus of the tzaddik. I'm about the tzaddik as a schus, but the schus of the person. The person goes to tzad, yeah, let me get a bracha from him, I know what it's worth. Like I said before, and everything, the value you give to anything, ruchni, that's the value that Hashem gives to it also. We give the price back to everything. And if I look at this thing of utmost value, and full bitochen, then that brings me full of siyad l'shemayah. So I have less and I have less. Yeah. So, yeah. So he says in this mice of the Yorv and Rach Levov, Bethan, he should have had Bitochen there. But the mice of the Torah is practical. You should have Bitochen, and if the Kohen Moshech Muhammad tells you that you are deserving of a schus, of to be saved, Hashem will save you. Then you should just go forward with the war and everything will be all right. But if after everything's said and done, the person is not living on that level of bitochen, then Elchanami, he goes home. We don't force him to have bitochen. There's no such a thing as forced bitochen. So bitochen is something that a person has to incorporate in the way he relates to things in life. Bitochen is a maila tsume. And somebody that's not holding there, then Anochanami, we can't force him to do it. It won't help to force him. This is based on this. A person is ruggled to do a mitzvah. We saw that we started with the Gemara of the regilas of going to shul. We meant regilas of leaving that Torah. But any mitzvah person is ruggled, and he accepts upon himself. And if till now he did it, then basically he shot himself the shot of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's not sure this mitzvah. And that in itself requires him more than anybody else to do his utmost to make sure it happens. And it continues. That continues Hashgacha Miyuchedes, because the more he shows Hashem that I value this thing and I'm not going to give it up for anything, the more Hashem says I value your avodah also. Yeah. So this is basically what we've seen the last few weeks. This content of the Tochin develops and grows from the Maisa Mitzvahs themselves, because the Maisa Mitzvahs are those acts that Hashem established, are the things that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Therefore, number one is, when we're talking about Tochin, you can't just say, I'm pondering the greatness of Hashem, and I really believe that Hashem is so good, and all those are nice words, but you don't build real bitachon. Bitachon is the reality of how I go through life. Maybe it has to start off with ma'aseh mitzvahs, because those are the things, the ma'aseh that are ritzuyim, that are desired by Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I really feel that I'm Hashem's hand, I give top priority to do my best, and every ma'aseh mitzvah to do it as best as I can, and do as many as I can. And the fact that a person doesn't take his mitzvah seriously, one time he does it, one time he doesn't, say that limit is not kavua, going to shul is not kavua, everything is not kavua, that in itself shows that he's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, and today we saw another level that if a person got to the magic of recognition that my real kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through these ma'aseh mitzvahs, and he was magil for himself, a type of ma'aseh mitzvah. The dugma we had, the example we had today, was of going to shul. Then it's mechayev him even more than other people to do what he can to keep it going. Because once he was machshiv this thing and he stops it, it is basically showing that that which he has been doing till now may not have been because he was master of it so much, just he didn't have anything that came up against it. In other words, sometimes a one-time act could shed light on what he's been doing for a long period of time. That can make a very big difference. That one time that I have to say nothing to it, and I don't come to shul, that really, in some ways, clarifies one way or the other. If I still went to it, even when it was hard for me, it shows how much I'm master of it. And if I didn't, it shows there was less mashavit. Yeah, so everybody has the mitzvahs that we're doing. I realize each mitzvah that we put our effort into and keep it kavua, make a special hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whenever we have these challenges and issues in it, to recognize this is an issue from Hashem to see and to show him how much I'm really mashav. And I show him, I do my maximum. It'll be maximum with the other Shemai. Yeah, we should go all the way for the maximum with the other Shemai.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.